Won't you be seated? Take out your notebooks. We'll have our lecture on the clock. Draw a clock that's almost as big as your sheet of paper, but leave room to write on the outside edges of the clock. Draw a circle with 12 numbers like a clock. We've spoken in the conference about hierarchy, and we have come to the conclusion together that God is a single being with the infinite capacity to be himself or to be herself anywhere, anytime that he desires to be. And so we understand that God has manifestations, expressions of himself throughout cosmos, which we call hierarchy. The purpose of hierarchy is for these points of God's consciousness to step down and make intelligible to other parts of life a certain facet or aspect of God's consciousness. Is there anyone here who truly does not understand this nature of hierarchy being the body of God throughout cosmos? That's a very important step. I want you to realize that you are a handful on this planet who have grasped this one principle, the principle of hierarchy. There are major hierarchies. There are hierarchies that are indispensable to our evolution. There are others that we will not even hear of or feel the vibration of until we are ascended. The hierarchies that we desire to speak of today are the hierarchies of the cosmic clock. We call them the 12 hierarchies of the sun. There is the great central sun, and then there are vast galaxies, innumerable galaxies revolving around that sun at different positions and distances from the sun. Scientists haven't seen even the pattern of this phenomena as yet, because it's so large. We're only seeing a tiny speck in that pattern when we view our galaxy and all the neighboring galaxies that we can view. In this central sun, or center of this giant egg, it's a very interesting thing that the cosmos is egg-shaped. I have never heard this concept anywhere, but I saw it as it was given to me by the Elohim as I was meditating in the writing of Climb the Highest Mountain. The revelation of the egg shape of cosmos was so fantastic that I was ecstatic for hours. I was leaping all over the house. I was looking up encyclopedias, pictures of eggs, to find out what eggs looked like inside, all types of eggs. It was just a very amazing experience. Because when God gives a revelation, you experience what is revealed. It's not just as if I were repeating it to you now. I'm using words, I'm repeating a concept. But at that moment, I was experiencing the cosmic egg. And I just can't even put it into words what that experience is. You feel you won't be able to stay in your body. You just can't contain the revelation because it is so immense. So the point that is the center of the egg is the point from which God's consciousness radiates. And we speak of the 12 solar hierarchies as the 12 principles or the 12 virtues, which are the major divisions of God's consciousness as we are able to understand them. We see everything, of course, in time and space, and everything as God is and sees is infinitely dimensional. So for the purposes of description and using this information in our world on this planet, we talk in these terms. Please don't feel that I'm speaking in the absolute absolute, but I'm speaking in a relative absolute, if you can understand this. It's as much of the absolute as we can understand in our present evolution. The 12 solar hierarchies, which we speak of, we use the same names as the 12 signs of the zodiac. But I don't want you to confuse the cosmic clock with any of the world's astrology, because the world has badly misused and confused its astrology and turned it upside down until today, it is actually one of the black sciences of the Black Brotherhood. It cannot be used as it is. And the Goddess of Liberty told me long ago, if I would refrain my consciousness from delving into the world's astrology or involving myself with it at all, she would one day reveal to me the divine astrology. So I have no background in the world's astrology whatsoever. And many of you who have a great deal of background may know a great deal more than I do about that subject. But God required a blank sheet of paper to write on to give this truth. And so I left that sheet of paper blank, and this is what we are given. On the clock, you put the hierarchy of Capricorn on the 12 o'clock line. You put the hierarchy of Aries on the 3 o'clock line. The hierarchy of Cancer is on the 6 o'clock line. And the hierarchy of Libra is on the 9 o'clock line. These four hierarchies sit on the four sides of the city four square. The city that is in the Book of Revelation. These four hierarchies are the authority for the four planes of matter or the four planes of spirit. Those four planes correspond to man's four lower bodies. Man has four bodies, his etheric body. That body is under the hierarchy of Capricorn. He has a mental body, which is under the hierarchy of Aries. His emotional body is under the hierarchy of Cancer. And his physical body is under the hierarchy of Libra. Now, what do I mean when I say under the hierarchy of? I mean that the four lower bodies simply represent four different vibrations, four different frequencies of God's consciousness in matter. You could call them four octaves. We give names to these bodies corresponding to the four elements. They're not just those four elements, but those four elements are the names that we assign to these frequencies. God makes himself known to man through the etheric body as a frequency which we call fire. It is the highest frequency that we can know. Now, if you will draw a cross in your circle connecting Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, Libra, you will have four quadrants in your circle. This shows that the year is divided into four quadrants and that the body of man is in four. And these are the four sides of the city as well as the four sides of the Great Pyramid. Now, the mental body is one step down in frequency from the etheric. It is the air body. Now, coming back to what I said, what do I mean when I say the hierarchy is over these bodies? I mean that the hierarchy of Aries is comprised of, its fiery core is comprised of 144 million cosmic beings who ensoul the air plane or air consciousness of God and distribute that frequency throughout cosmos. It's like having a number of different electrical transformers and making electricity available at 220 or 440 or 110. These hierarchies are responsible for making God's energy available at a frequency which we call air or the mental body. Now, there are many, many beings, including our own ascended masters, you will see in this whole echelon of hierarchy, who serve under the hierarchy of Capricorn or the hierarchy of Aries. But we're starting all the way in the center of the cosmic egg in the great central sun, and we're seeing who the first beings are outside of the central core of God's being. Now, let me remind you that, again, the center of the egg is still the mater universe, mater or mother universe. It is still physical. Therefore, God is in his highest concentration as an energy source in the center of the cosmic egg, but he himself is not contained by that center or by that egg. God himself permeates the egg, but he is outside of the egg because he made the egg. So when the egg descends, we will see more of God. But there is an infinity so vast that it goes beyond the beyond the beyond. So I didn't want you to feel that I thought that God was confined to the center of the cosmic egg. By no means. The water body under the hierarchies of Cancer, that is the third quadrant, and the physical body or the earth body under the hierarchy of Libra. North, south, east, and west, you can put on your chart. The side of the north. Who rules the side of the north? It is the father aspect of the cube. So you put father on the 12 o'clock line. The side of the east is ruled by the sun. That is the Christ, the Logos. And you see the Christ governs the mind or the mental body. Where the father governs the etheric body or the fire body. The mother principle is on the 6 o'clock line in Cancer. And she governs the feeling body or the water body. The Holy Spirit is on the 9 o'clock line governing the physical or earth body. Thus the earth body is known as the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you will go a little bit further, you can say the fire body is the temple of our Father. Our God is a consuming fire. When we come right down to it, the concept of Father, that is the key concept, is always fire. The concept of the Christ is always illumination and wisdom, teaching, that is the mind. Fire is associated with the pattern or the blueprint. So we associate the father's side of the city with the law of Moses that was etched by fire in the rock. It is the law of the entire cosmos that is set forth in the etheric or fiery body. It is the pattern of all things, of cells, of atoms, of plants, of trees. All patterns are etched in fire. And that is the purpose of the etheric body. Without an etheric body, you wouldn't hang together because there would be nothing that would be a coordinate in the invisible realm that would hold a pattern for your identity. Your physical, emotional, and mental bodies simply follow the fiery design that the etheric body is. The mother is the master of the feelings. We associate with mother love. And all of the qualities of mercy and compassion and understanding. We also associate with her sternness and wisdom and discipline, because in order to master the feelings, we must have a very acute sense of discipline. It's the difference between pouring water on a table or pouring it in a cup. The mother provides the cup, and therefore water has shape. It has form within the cup. It doesn't have a cup, it's just blah. And that is what is happening to many of our humanity today. They are being taught that their feelings do not have to have discipline. They can just be and do whatever they feel like at a given moment, which could be any will-o'-the-wisp concept that comes floating by through the astral plane, through discarnates, through any stray thought of the mass consciousness. And people take great pride in saying, well, I'm doing what I feel like doing. I feel like it, so I'm doing it. But this does not imply the discipline that is necessary that we gain from the mother. The mother's love is so great that when her love enfolds us, we feel a natural desire to conform to the pattern of the father from the etheric body. So you will notice that there is a polarity between the etheric body and the emotional body. By polarity, I simply mean they are opposite each other on the chart you are drawing. So the polarity between father and mother is seen between the etheric body and the emotional. Then the polarity between Christ and the Holy Spirit goes from the mental to the physical. Usually our feelings are the manifestation of subconscious patterns and desires. The subconscious mind is the lower etheric body. Hence, our feelings are often the products of things we know not of that suddenly come to the surface. Violent emotions, all types of emotions. So what we must do is purify the etheric body with a violet flame in order to have the perfect pattern manifest in the mother body, in the feeling body. When you have a good mind and a clear flow of energy, you can precipitate an idea into the physical. People of action, people who are able to go and act along the heart line, are able to precipitate. People who have a blockage in the emotional body can't precipitate from the mental to the physical. They have great ideas, but they can never get them around into form because the emotional body blocks the cycle. So it's very important, you see, that we have all of our four lower bodies in working order, like the four tires on a car, because they block each other's manifestation of the divine plan and the divine mission. Now, after you study the cosmic clock that I'm giving you in its entirety, you will be able to be your own psychologist and to analyze yourself and to see where your weaknesses are, where you're constantly stumbling, constantly having problems. This chart will analyze this for you and help you to know how to decree on a specific weakness, how to overcome it, how to put it in the flame, how to be objective about it. Because you must always remember that you are the Christ standing in the center of this circle. And the circle of this clock is the circle of your awareness. And either you are manifesting the divinity of God's consciousness through his 12 solar hierarchies, or you are going to be manifesting a perversion of those hierarchies in the human consciousness. It will become very clear to you which is the case. And when you see this, you simply stand in the center of this circle and say, well, I don't want to be that manifestation over there. I demand that it be consumed, and I demand that the correct concept replace it. And you realize that since all of cosmos is built upon this same plan, that you have the same authority that God does. God stands in the central sun and commands these 12 hierarchies, and they expand his awareness of purity, of his qualities. You are a co-creator with God, standing in the center of your own circle, and it is up to you to decide each hour and each day what you will be manifesting on the periphery of being. When that periphery becomes perfected, you begin passing the initiations of Christhood, and then of the Buddha, and then your ascension, and soon you find that you are manifesting your own cosmos with hierarchies that emanate from your central sun. So this is the vast opportunity for evolution that you have if you will diligently practice the science of the cosmic clock, which I'm now going to unfold to you in another aspect. These four hierarchies that we have listed so far are the hierarchies that carry the skeletal framework of the cosmos. They are the blue power. All of these are blue. You could say they are the blue cross in the center of the clock. Blue is the color of power. Now, I mentioned that the etheric body has the pattern, and that is correct. But for each of the four lower bodies, or each of the four planes, there's a hierarchy that carries the blue ray of power for the release. And these are the hierarchies I have named. Now, once those hierarchies have completed their work in each of the four planes, then come the hierarchies of love. These hierarchies of love form a pink cross in the circle. And that cross is the 1, 7, 4, 10. You just make a cross from 1 to 7, 4 to 10, and you have your next cross of hierarchies. These hierarchies of pink fire take the action of the blue ray and expand it through the Holy Spirit and through the Mother, through love. On the 1 o'clock line, you put the hierarchy of Aquarius. On the 4 o'clock line, the hierarchy of Taurus. T-A-U-R-U-S. On the 7 o'clock line, you put the hierarchy of Leo, L-E-O. And Scorpio is on the 10 o'clock line, S-C-O-R-P-I-O. These hierarchies take the energies from the central sun and diffuse them throughout cosmos as divine love in each of the four lower bodies, as I explained. Now you can draw a cross on the 2, 8, 5, 11. These are the hierarchies of illumination. Pisces on the 2 o'clock line. Gemini on the 5. Virgo on the 8. And Sagittarius on the 11. That is the cross of a yellow flame. Now you might say that the father mother is contained within power or within the blue aspect, that the Holy Spirit is the pink and that the sun is the yellow. So the Trinity of Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit is present in each of the four planes or each of the four lower bodies. What you see then is that there is a threefold flame action in each of the four squares of the clock. And what you learn from that is that God requires that you must balance the threefold flame in each of your four lower bodies in order to ascend, in each side of the Great Pyramid, in each side of the City Four Square that you are becoming. Some people may have greater balance of the threefold flame in the mental body, but in the emotions they may not have the balance. So when we call for the balance of the threefold flame, we have to realize that that balance is fourfold. If you will turn to Decree 6.04, you will see the 12 lines of the clock listed in three sections. I'm first concerned with section C, which is on the second side of the page. This list, beginning with 12, we always begin at the 12 o'clock line. Thus, we say that Capricorn is the first hierarchy. Now, I understand in worldly astrology that Aries is listed as the first sign, and also that the zodiac is read in a counterclockwise formation, which we call a negative spiral, which is wholly incorrect because man's being is a positive spiral as he comes forth from God. The reason worldly astrologers have for so long considered that Aries was the first sign in the zodiac is because you don't see manifestation until it becomes an idea in the mental plane. We're not really aware of our etheric bodies because they are subconscious. Now, when God initiates a cycle, he initiates it in Capricorn. Thus, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, the three hierarchies of the etheric body, are the first three signs of the zodiac because they hold the etheric blueprint for all that is to be outpictured in the following three quadrants. We don't see what they are holding until the idea is impressed upon our minds through the hierarchy of Aries. Thus, we say Aries is the first sign. And this is typical of most worldly science. It deals with effects rather than causes. So the point of first cause on our clock is at the 12 o'clock line. And all of our life, all of our cycles, all of our spirals always go in a clockwise formation from 12 back to 11 around the clock, the way the clock goes. Now the first virtue that must be released from the 12 o'clock line in order to have manifestation or blueprint is God power. So you'll see that on the second page of 604. God power is the God quality that you put on the 12 o'clock line. Through the exchange, or let us say the passing of the torch from Capricorn to Aquarius, power becomes love. On the 1 o'clock line, God love. As Aquarius passes the torch to Pisces, love, that is the product of power, now becomes God mastery. It is the fusion of power and love that produces mastery. So the tests of fire in the etheric body will always be the correct use of power, the correct use of love, and the correct use of mastery. Those will always be the tests of the etheric body, and you can see them coming when they come, because you can expect that you will have to be initiated in that etheric body in certain periods and cycles of your life, which we will soon discuss. When the torch is passed from fire to air, that's the spring equinox, Aries. The three preceding qualities must manifest again in the blue cycle on the 3 o'clock line as God control. Because without control, you cannot retain what you have received from the Father. Without control, you cannot master the mental body. God control is the 3 o'clock line. God obedience is the four. God wisdom on the 5 o'clock line. So the three virtues of a right Christic mind will be control, obedience, and wisdom. When you have those three aspects, then you have attunement with the mind of God through the mind of Christ. To master the feeling quadrant, you must first, in the blue power aspect, you must have harmony on the 6 o'clock line. So the virtue for correct feelings is God harmony. No matter how much you think you may love or how much you think you may feel great feelings when you hear music or when you're with people or in the daily course of life, if those feelings are not harmonious, then you do not have the mastery of them. If you have a subtleness of irritation or discord or a cantankerous feeling or ripples of discomfort anywhere in your being, even very subtle, you're out of harmony with the cosmos and out of harmony with the mother. The next is God gratitude on the 7 o'clock line and God justice on the 8 o'clock line. So the recipe for the mastery of feelings is harmony, gratitude, and justice. If you are not grateful for life, your feelings will never expand to be God's feelings. We really should live in a perpetual state of gratitude for all that we have. The physical points of mastery on 9, 10, and 11 are God reality on the 9, God vision on the 10, and God victory on the 11. On the 9 o'clock line, we must see reality. If we do not know the difference between the real and the unreal, we will not have the perfect precipitation in the physical body. We talk about unreality as Maya, as illusion. We have to know what is real about ourselves, first of all. We have to know that God in us is real, that the Christ is real, that godly virtues are real. We can't condemn ourselves and shrivel ourselves up and blow ourselves away because we feel we have sinned or done wrong things. We have to realize that that entire consciousness and area of sin is marked by God as unreality. We are unreal ourselves as long as we identify with sin. When we cease to identify it, we begin to live in reality and to see reality. When we are in reality, sin is no longer real. And it is simply then a process of transmuting past actions and deeds to set the record straight. But we do that from the center point of reality. I don't want people to get the idea that just because you now know it's wrong to steal, if you stole yesterday, you suddenly are forgiven and the record is totally wiped out. You may know very well it's wrong to steal today, but if you stole yesterday, you're going to have to balance that karma. And you can balance it either through invocation to the Holy Spirit and to the sacred fire, or through directly making amends for what you have done. This is why you see so often the case on earth of very holy people, devout people, having the worst problems, having terrible diseases, dying in the worst way. What is happening is they have espoused the consciousness of reality, and in that state of reality, they now are responsible for balancing the karma of past lives and earlier ages. And their souls are glad and willing to go through these trials, these fiery trials and experiences, because the soul knows it can only be completely and totally free from unreality when the energy quotient is balanced. You find that metaphysics, various movements of metaphysics in the country today, at least 5 or 6 of them that I know of personally, feel that the moment you see that something is unreal And the moment you deny it, and the moment you forsake it, it's all over with, it's finished. But that's not the case. You see, there's always the cause and effect of karma. God, vision is seeing reality. Without vision, the people perish. That's the 10 o'clock line of Scorpio. God, victory on the 11. Now, when we talk about the 12 hierarchies, these 12 virtues are the keys to those hierarchies. You cannot get into proximity or be an anchor for or an expression of any of the 12 hierarchies unless you develop the flame of each of these qualities. Each of these 12 qualities is a flame. We talk about the flame of power, the flame of mastery, the flame of control. And this flame is expanded by the only means possible to us, the threefold flame within our heart. If we didn't have a flame within our heart, we couldn't expand these qualities.